This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 8. And that rock was Christ. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters. That our ancestors were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Paul says it so matter-of-factly, and that rock was Christ. But what does he mean by that in this letter to the Corinthians? The community Paul was writing to in Corinth was struggling. They were complaining and had lost focus in a way like the Israelites had done in the time of Moses. But that doesn't change the fact that life was actually hard. The Israelites had no water in the desert, and the Corinthians were in the process of starting a whole new way of life. It was undeniably hard. Yet Paul was retelling this story as kind of a gracious warning, reminding the new Christians in Corinth that even though life was hard, Christ was still in their midst, providing them with the nourishment of the Spirit, in a way like the rock in the desert quenched the thirst of the Israelites long ago. This is an invitation for all of us to consider when things make us upset or life becomes incredibly hard or burdensome. Will we complain and grumble? Will we become cynical and resentful? Or will we trust that the one who leads us in every situation will also provide the soul-satisfying water of life through the Holy Spirit? Take time to recognize the ways that Christ, the rock, follows you through the deserts of your life, and list the ways he quenches your thirst. Pray with me. Lord God, you never leave us or abandon us, even when our lives seem parched and dry. Soothe us with your Holy Spirit, and refresh us with your never-ending love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.